Well, good evening, Mike, everybody on the net. Yeah, I'm in Treasure Island, Florida, which is kind of like just off the coast between St. Petersburg and Tampa. And it's 75 degrees out, and not to make anybody jealous, but, you know, short sleeve, shorts on, short sleeve shirt, shorts on, and looking at a sandy beach, about close to a quarter mile of sandy beach, looking at the Gulf of Mexico. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It got up to about 81 today. I checked the temperature at home, it was like 16 degrees. I'm thinking, oh my God. But, like I said, not to make anybody jealous, but yeah, it's beautiful down here. And, Ron, I kind of wish I'd be at the meeting, but it sounds interesting, but I prefer the weather here better. So I think I'll just stay here and see what else I got here. I was going to say something else, too, about something. Oh, Rick, I was wondering what kind of batteries were in your flashlight. Were they Duracells? Duracells are notorious for going bad, you know. I've had Duracells that were less than a year old go bad on me and destroy equipment that I've had. So, yeah, I never, ever buy Duracells. They're notorious for that kind of stuff. I don't know if they changed their formula or not, but they ruined. I always bought Duracells, but I'll never touch another one the rest of my life. But let's see. Oh, and the power supply is I have an old Astron. It's a 50 amp. It was gone over. It was the power transistors were replaced, caps were replaced. It was rebuilt basically. And it's a 50 amper. Then I have another HF UHF or VHF station, and that has a 30 amp. I can't remember what power supply that is. I can't remember. I bought it new, but it's 30 amp. And then I have a 40 amp. I can't remember what that's called either. But it's got a power issue. It's putting like 18 volts, so I can't use that. And then I had an old ICOM SP15, 15-amp power supply, but it's got a buzz in the transformer, so I don't have that either. Not using that either. But that'll be it for this round there, Mike. Back to you. It's 75 degrees. Did I say that? NAKPR, back in the control.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, 75 degrees. 75 degrees down in Florida right now. That's quite the temperature change from up here. So, yeah, enjoy your vacation and have safe travels on your way back when you come back eventually. All right, this is KF8EDQ. We'll go to W8DW Dave next with KE8QCO Fred on deck. Go ahead, Dave. What do you use for power supplies?
Okay, real good there, Mike. KF8EDQ, W8DW. Well, we've got a couple of them. We actually, I got one linear and I got a switching. Tried to run everything off the linear, but I had a problem. First off, my tuner that I've got a Palstar automatic tuner, and it recommends the linear power supply. It tells you not to use the switcher. So we were going to put everything on that particular power supply. I've got actually two stations, only running one at a time anyway. So it's 25 amps, so I don't have a problem with that. But I had a problem with my ICOM using the linear when I'd go to shut the radio off, and the radios, and this is with my 7610 and also my 9700. The radio would not shut off. The only way that I could shut it off was turn the power off, turn it back on, then the radio would come back up at that time, and then I'd have to shut the thing down. So I went back, I put it on the switcher, haven't had a problem with that. I probably should put a scope on the linear to see if I've got something going on with that. Been thinking about doing that, but been a while since we've made a switch in that, and like I said, it's working fine for me. And I've got my amplifier that's got a dedicated power supply, 50 amp power supply, and it's Got a couple other smaller power supplies that I use for two-meter radios. I have a couple I have a two-meter and a 220 radio, and them are both on like a 10 amp. But that I hardly use either one of them most of the time. If I get on two, I norm 2 meters or I normally use the 9700. Anyway, that's about all on the power supplies. Anyway, we've been doing some straightening around in the shack. We're going to move stuff around and probably do something with the way the my power distribution on this setup anyway that I've got. So, anyway, back to you there, Mike. We'll be here for 73 at 3 round. KF8 EDQ WATW.